It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Also, last time we started recording, I guess, after you press play, so all you just hear, there's no welcome. It's just back, Double Team fam. Did you, like, take a little bit of a welcome? No, I just left it. Because then you were like, welcome back, welcome to July. It's fine. Anyways, let's continue. Welcome back, Double Team fam. How are we doing today? It is a July mini. We are supposed to be on a break, but honestly, it's not going to feel like much of a break because I feel like I have to edit so much before July that it like completely takes away from the meaning behind the break. But it's fine. Honestly, these little minis are really fun to edit, and I've enjoyed doing them. Yeah, anyways, as we were saying, July is our normal break month, but we decided to do little mini series on like some small subjects just to, you know, keep things fresh, give y'all a little morsel of something before we start season
five.
We don't want y'all to miss us too much, you know, so we're
being nice.
Yes. Okay, so anyways, for today's mini series, we're going to talk about
dating profiles.
We still get asked questions about this.
Well, not only that, but I feel like, you know, for a lot of couples, like they're on, you know, the dating apps. Because if you want to find like a third or a unicorn or whatever, like you're probably on the dating apps. Because that's, I think, one of the best places to go for them. And like, especially if you're using apps like the Pure app and Field, like those are a lot more open to, you know, the non-monogamous kinky community. So it's easier to go on those and find people there, connect with people there, like-minded people. So we've got just a few tips and tricks about dating app profiles. And as someone that is a unicorn and has, you know, found couples on dating apps before, I'll just give you, you know, kind of my two cents of what I think, you know, or at least like what I'd like to see as a third on a couple's profile, or like, you know, if I see an individual who is part of a couple on a dating app, like what I'd like to see and like what those like green flags to me are.
So welcome to A Unicorn's Guide to Dating Profiles.
Yes.
Write that down. I want that to be the name. A Unicorn's Guide to Dating Profiles.
All right, so let's start off with the green flags. One thing I love to see is when couples on their joint dating profile, or like even if it's like, even if you have separate ones, but you know, you're in a partnership or whatever, and you guys are maybe looking for, you know, a third or someone to play with, or unicorn, whatever. I love when couples clarify or mention any experience that they've had in the past with a third or a threesome or a unicorn, something like that. For example, this is our first time looking for someone to have a threesome with. Or for example, we've had partners that have dated the both of us in the past, something like that. It doesn't need to be super detailed, maybe just like one or two sentences that indicate that, because I always like to know going in, like, okay, they've never done this before, or like this is something that they're experienced with. And I will say, like, I kind of use it to discern it a little bit, because I used to have a soft spot for couples that were like inexperienced, and not that I don't anymore, but like, I don't know, it was fun looking for those. But now I actually like, I really appreciate the couples that are like pretty experienced in it. So if they like let me know, then for me, that kind of like allows me to gauge how I'm going to approach the conversation. I'm not saying it's like a deterrent whether or not you're like experienced or not. I'm saying I prefer to know immediately before I match going in, because like that could be a deciding factor among with other factors, or that could affect how I approach the conversation initially. So I don't know. That's a preference for me. I don't know if maybe for other people that, you know, like to play or date couples if that's different, but going in, if they have that on their profile, that's a huge green flag for me.
Okay. I can see that. Yeah. And I think a lot of the times, you know, when it comes to new couples that are exploring, like, yes, there's always that hesitancy of like, oh, they're new. So like, you know, you don't want to be the guinea pig. But I mean, like, can't be afraid of it. We all got to start somewhere. So as long as, like, if you're a person that like can give grace and like can kind of, you know, like you've got your firm foundation, you know, why not?
I guess what I'm saying is that like the set of questions that I would ask a new couple are like completely different than the set of questions I'd ask with a more experienced couple.
Ooh.
So then that helps me gauge how to like start the conversation.
What are the differences?
So like with a new couple, I'd ask more along the lines of like, what are you looking to get out of it? What draws you to this fantasy or like this experience? What conversations have you had around what this would look like? Versus like with a more experienced couple, I'd be like, okay, tell me how it went in the past. You know, like we kind of skip the first step of like, oh, okay, you already went through this. You've been through this before. So it's like you kind of dig into the deeper questions of like, you know, maybe how did it go? You know, what have you guys established as your boundaries now that you have done this? Like things like that.
I really like that. Okay.
Yeah. Dope. Another green flag for me, if you have huge boundaries together, for example, we only text in group chats, which I think to me that's a good one, or that's one that I would definitely want to know going in. Or for example, we only hook up in hotel rooms outside of the city that we live in. I don't know, whatever it may be. If it's kind of a big boundary, if they put that on their profile,
or well, let's not call it boundary. Let's call it an agreement.
Okay, agreement, that's fine. If there's an agreement that the two of you have, you know, about like sex with a third person or dating a third person, like you don't have to list all of them on the profile. Like I think that's too much. But if there are any like big ones, like major ones that could be deal breakers for people, I'd like to know going in.
And you want that on the profile?
For example, if you prefer that, you know, whoever you hook up with is tested within 2 weeks and, you know,
how would you put that? Must be tested within 2 weeks.
Yeah, something like that.
I think that's fair. Yeah.
Like, I'd want to know.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Because I test every 3 months. And so I'd have to immediately off the bat, that'd be something I'd be like, okay, we're going to have a discussion about this. And like, sure, yeah, you can establish those things later.
Or you could just go get tested.
That too. But
I just meant like, you know.
I'm just saying like it would be something that would, you know, come up for me. I don't know. I like it when I see couples that have like at least one or two of their boundaries or agreements on their profiles, because then I can decide like, okay, this is something I can, you know, we can discuss, we can work around, or I can be like, you know, that'd be a deal breaker for me, so I'm just going to move along. Or like a lot of times for me, it shows that they've had discussions about this or they already know, you know, their agreements going in. So then I'm like, okay, they're prepared.
Yeah. Then at least they're not, you know.
Yeah.
In true guinea pig form. Okay.
And then my third green flag would be if anyone, like when couples are really specific, or not, I shouldn't say specific. When couples are at least like a little bit forward on their profiles with like what they're looking to experience. So for example, looking for a friends with benefits that we can travel with together. Looking for a third that we can have as a threesome for the dude's birthday. I don't know, whatever. I don't know. I like understanding a little bit more about what it is that they're looking for. Like I guess when I see a lot of times when couples are just like
here for fun.
Exactly.
Can't wait to meet you. And it's like, what?
And I'm like, what kind of fun?
Yeah. Or
because,
like, or you can't just say like, oh, looking to connect.
Like,
even though I feel like I've,
for example, that if I see looking to connect versus we'd love to go to a rave with you and then see where it goes from there. 10 out of 10, I would swipe on the latter than I would on the former. Because then I know, okay, they like to rave. And if we're all, you know, horny after the rave and it ends in a threesome, dope. You know? So yeah. Something like that for me is is a little bit more specific than just let's have fun, let's connect.
Yeah, and I think I mean I will say honestly, because like when I get on the dating apps, I'm definitely vague because most of the time I have no idea what I want. So, oh. Which is not a good tactic, might I add. But I really like what you're saying in the sense of that, like, yes, if you're a couple, if you're in, you know, the lifestyle, you're creating a page in which, you know, you're actively like exploring non-monogamy and like this is why you're on the dating apps. Like, I feel like you definitely need to be clear with that and like mention it right off the bat, because
another one, if you post pictures, like, you know, I wasn't going to do a fourth green flag, but I love it when couples post a picture together and then a picture separate and then like of the guy and then separate of the girl. Favorite one. Yeah. I will say I found this rock star profile on the Pure app when I was just kind of scrolling the other day. Okay, so they've got
a picture. And this is take some notes if you're building your couple's profile.
Yeah, take some notes if you're building your couple's profile. So the first picture is of the two of them from, I assume, Halloween. They look like they were vampires. Love it. Then there's a picture of him. It's a mirror selfie in a suit. And then a picture of her drinking a margarita. They're both hot. Honestly, I might swipe on this. And then it says, we're a couple. She's 27, he's 31. And they say, we play alone too. Just let us know. We are open-minded. Looking for a woman or another couple to see where things go. Let's go have a drink. And then they put when they were last tested. That, to me right there, rock star couple.
Now, the only thing that I would critique there is like maybe mention whether they're just looking for play or if they're also looking for deeper, like,
I think it's saying they're open to both, because we play alone too, just let us know, we are open-minded. So I think they're,
but that's to play.
I know, but I'm saying like it could be one of those things where it's like if it leads to more, they're open to it.
Okay,
that's what I would discern from that. I probably would ask them just in case. But yeah, you know, so give us some details about the two of them. Great pictures. They let us know that, you know, they are able to play alone, because like for a lot of couples, like that's not always an option. And then they talk about what they're looking for. And then they mention when they were tested. So which shows to me that they're, you know, responsible. So, yeah. So those are green flags and good tips to keep in mind if you're doing a dating profile together. Now, red flags. We've seen them out there too. I see... a lot of times, like, it'll be a couple on the dating app and it's clearly the man running the profile. And they're too forward. And that to me sometimes is just like married looking for, or married couple looking for a hot girl to lick between her legs, something like that. That's a little icky to me. So it's like, thank you for being so forward, but like maybe dial it back just a smidge.
Yeah, like maybe just say looking for a hot person to.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say. Your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply.
Get in between with, I don't know.
No.
Like, nothing came to mind.
I think, like, if you just say, you know, looking for, like I said earlier, rave and then see where it goes. Like, you know, like, mention an activity that's not sex related and then, you know, allude to, like, okay, let's see if it leads to something fun, or, like, let's see, you know, how the night progresses.
At least it takes the pressure off of, like, we're just looking to fuck, you know? And then, like, yeah. unless that is the vibe you're trying to put out there, then good luck.
Another red flag, if you have separate profiles and, like, say, for example, you're on the dating apps, you're both on there, but you have separate profiles and, like, maybe you're each trying to find people, but, like, separately. like you're each trying to find contenders, but like with two separate profiles, that's fine. But please, for the love of God, mention on there that you are in a relationship. Yeah. I cannot stand it when you start talking to a guy and they're like, oh, by the way, I have a girlfriend. We're looking for a threesome. Da-da-da-da. No. That's what? Called a bait and switch. Don't fucking do it.
Yeah.
Don't do
what,
it.
What do they have in their profile description?
That they were 6'4 and athletic build?
I don't know, but I just need to know.
My favorite red flag quote is 6 and then whatever number.
Because apparently that matters.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I hate that, yeah. Anyways, really I'm just like saying, that. please put your relationship status on there. And even if you don't want to say, like, you're married, just say partnered. Or if you don't want to say that, like, you know, you're...
Why wouldn't you want to say that? They're going to find out anyway.
Yeah, I know.
They're going to find out anyway. At one point, just be fucking
just
honest.
Just be honest, yeah.
I have actually seen people on the more vanilla dating apps like say like, oh, I'm partnered and we're, you know, E&M or we're poly. Mm-hmm. And like I appreciate seeing that because like I would want to know that at the beginning
and make it fun. Partnered and poly, E&M and engaged.
Yeah, you know, make it rhyme.
Non-monogamous and non-binary, I don't know, just like make it cutesy or like, if you want, but like just be fucking honest. So yeah, huge red flag if I find out that on your profile you did not have your relationship status on there. I always put E&M, and so like, and that way people would know, okay, she's ethically non-monogamous. That's what I'm saying, like some people don't always like want to put, you know, everything off the bat in terms of like, that's fine. I'm just saying at least allude to
the fact that you have someone.
That you are in a relationship.
In your life.
Yeah. And then the final red flag, Kimi brought this one up. I actually haven't encountered this.
I saw this on someone's, and maybe I was just like reading too much into it, but I saw this on someone's little dating profile. But they were basically saying they're like looking for a single female. And I'm like, what does that mean? Like single as in like just one girl that you want to play with, or like you're looking for a girl that is actively single, like,
and but not partnered.
Not partnered, but to like play with, or like you hope the three of you become a triad. Like, I feel like a lot of the times, like if you're putting like, oh, we're looking for a single female. Like, I feel like you're a fucking, you know, a hunter with the sniper looking at a deer. Like, it's just, it's giving unicorn hunter vibes.
It is, yeah.
And like, I just don't like that. I don't like to see that. Like, I'm sorry, if you're building a profile, a dating profile, especially like as a couple, like you want to put your best foot forward. And basically like, and yes, you want to be specific, abso-fucking-lutely, but you don't need to like, I don't even want to use like the word like fetishize or like zone in on like single female must be, you know, like what?
I agree. Look, we've all got our red flags. Just don't go around waving them like.
I mean, you can just say, hey, we're looking for a person to connect with. We're both hetero, or, you know, I'm hetero, or the guy's hetero.
What does that have to do with sexuality?
And say, well, if they're only playing with a female because that's all that the husband's or the male partner is willing to play with.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
But that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Don't say, keep it in the sense of like, hey, I'm hetero. My wife is bi.
Or like in that one, they're like, we're looking for a woman.
Yeah, we're looking for a woman to, you know, play with whatever. Sure, yes. But like, I don't, and this is what I'm saying. I personally just don't like to see single female. Okay. Those two words together in a dating profile just...
I would agree that would cause me to just throw up a red flag.
Like, why not just say, like, looking for a lovely woman to have a nice evening with for dinner and potentially more.
Yeah. I agree there. I
like,
I see
have
saying.
Some...
Yeah. So, anyways, guys, we hope you enjoyed today's little mini episode on dating profiles, tips and tricks, especially for couples.
You know, I think this was definitely geared towards couples.
Yeah, for the single people, sorry.
Yeah, for a single person, I mean, I feel like we all know what to do. If you're building a profile as an E&M person, you know, yes, you can use the emojis if you're trying to be discreet. if you're on the more vanilla apps, but if you're on a kinky app like the Pure app, go ahead and just clearly put what you like, or clearly put, you know, that you're open, etc. So like, but don't be too forward, don't be gross. I think that's the thing, is like when people are too, sometimes
there's always a fine line between like specifying and being respectful and being courteous and like forward in a respectful way. And then there's the line of like, that's just a fucking lot to take in.
And yeah, and taking it too far. Yeah. So on the Pure app here, I definitely sent a heart to this couple to let them know. A, I think they're hot. B, I like their profile a lot, and I want to let them know that they did a good job. They got my attention, and I'm just happy to see it. Because I've been on the dating apps for years now. I've seen a lot of couples, you know, post their profiles, and I've definitely seen some that I'm like, and then others that I'm like, yes, thank you, love this. And this is one of those examples on the Pure app where I'm like, yes, love this, thank you.
Absolutely. So hope those helped. I know the dating apps can be an animal to deal with. But if you do it right, it's fucking easy, okay?
I've met some... Well, actually, the lady, or our friend, I should say, our friend that was cutting our hair yesterday, she found her partner on a dating app, and they're living together in love. They have a great relationship. Like, you know, the dating apps aren't a place to shy away from.
I met my ex, I met on a dating app, and then my friends with benefits, my second partner, Jonathan, met on a dating app. And my long-term friends with benefits, the once a quarter guy, met on a dating app.
I met Cowan on Bumble. I met the couple whose parties we attend on Tinder. A lot of the couples that I've had threesomes with, I've met on the more kinky apps like the Pure app and Field. I've definitely used the apps, and I've made some great connections from them. Like, you know, I was thinking about this the other day. We went to Mexico with one of my old hookups that I met on Bumble. And, you know, I was just like, I remember one time him and I were laughing about it. I was like, who would have thought, you know, when we met on Bumble two years ago, that, you know, now we'd be friends traveling to Mexico together, you know? So it's just like, you never know what's going to come out of them, but I've made some great connections on them. And that all starts with a great profile. So,
yeah.
Take and this time. Is coming from the person that I put the least amount of details in mind sometimes, but I am forward with the select words that I do use.
I've decided, and especially when it comes to the dating apps, I mean, I haven't really been on them much, but I, you know, I have made the conscious effort of being more precise with what I say on there. Mm-hmm. So that I am putting my best foot forward and I'm coming off respectful and honest.
Yep. So thank you guys
for tuning in.
We'll see you next week.
Wear condoms.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? A woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver. I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.